My father bought a dinghy. It came from Flotta. It had been built in Flotta. I think the Flotta dinghies were a wee touch wider than the locally built ones. Anyway, my uncle, that was my father's brother, John Sinclair, who eventually took over the Dreeper's shop in the Hope here. He was keen on fishing as well. The kind of fishing for piltocks, it's the local name for the fish, just with a cane wand. So nice night in the summer, we would go out. The boat was hauled up at Knock Hall, so we'd go off from there out round the beacon, catch a few fish, and they would splash around in the water that always inevitably leaked into the bottom of the boat, and they would get fried up for tea over one or two
nights. In the dance time, the Bury men were all coming up in yoles, dinghies and so on, skiffs, and even pram dinghies. And I think I told you before that a lot of drownings happened, you know, off the thing of Knock Hall, because at that time there was a big tide went through there, and you got the tide against the wind and a chop and so on. So there was certain drownings in that area. But when they come up, which was regular, they would say to the boys of my dad's era, or the boys would say to the men more likely, a penny to keep your boat afloat, mister, you know. And that meant that the boys would get in the boat and have a fine time rowing round, as you would have done. And then when the person came back, they would take the boat in, and the fellow would be able to get in. Otherwise, it would be dry, you know.
When I got a wee bit older, probably about 8 or 9 or something, my friend Walter Card from the Hope used to come across, and we would row off out in the boat ourselves a little bit. And there's one occasion where we thought it would be good if we could rig up a makeshift sail and sail, see if the dinghy would sail. So we got a couple of long poles of some kind and an old sheet from somewhere and packed it in the boat. The wind happened to be coming from the west, so it was blowing over from the pier side towards Knock Hall. So we rowed ourselves over the pier, in round the back of the pier for shelter from the wind, got our sail rigged up, rowed out to catch the wind, and the wind had dropped completely. So we had to take down our sail and row back again, and I think my mum must have heaved a sigh of relief.
Sailing, if you like, started rowing up the bay and then blowing back, rowing up, blowing back. And that went on until I got the... I made sails out of sacks. And the next thing up from that was like using a big chib and a little chib. And I thought it was made then for you could...
Once I took Auntie Ruby and Uncle Watty right down to Bury to meet my Auntie Sadie. She used to live in Bury. And the wind got up, my dad was getting a bit frantic, and Jim, Bruce, my uncle, was saying, "You weave in and out the waves." I was just, oh! Motorboats, it wasn't like that when I left. I didn't mind. I've never bothered with it. I mean, I used to tack that boat around, start the engine and take it round the bay. But I never ventured out of the bay. And then they thought it was a good idea if I took Auntie Ruby and Uncle Watty down to Bury. And I says, "Are you sure?" I could start the boat, no bother. But I would never do it again because it's Uncle Tim who said to me, Janice, you've got to do this, and he's a seaman. You've got to do this and you've got to do that. And my dad had a snipe too, a sailing boat, and I got so petrified he'd let me off below Berriedale. It was just tilting right over. So he'd wade out and pick me ashore because my